This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Economic change can come on a personal level, too, in a moment where money transforms your life. This week, a Chicago musician talks about why she isn't just an artist, but an entrepreneur, too.
Greetings. My name is Miss Alex White. I have the pleasure of playing guitar in a rock and roll band called White Mystery with my brother Francis Scott Key White, who plays drums, which firstly is a rock and roll band and is also a business that Francis and I share. I grew up on the north side of Chicago, nestled between Lake Michigan and the Chicago River. Went to Chicago public schools my whole life. My mother, Diane, has been a photographer for much of her life. And my dad, Frank, came to Chicago to go to law school. He's an attorney. I distinctly remember the time when both my mom and dad had quit their jobs. And here they have three young kids and a mortgage for their two flats on the north side of Chicago, and both took the risk of starting their own businesses around the same time. While I was a teenager, having played in bands from a young age and starting to play festivals and actually tour regionally, you know, playing Detroit and Milwaukee, we were pursued by a record label, a couple of record labels, about releasing our music. And I discovered that what I wanted to do was self-release that music and retain a creative control over it. My mom saw an article in the Chicago Tribune about DePaul University starting either the first or one of the first entrepreneurship programs at DePaul. And my mom handed me this article and said, "Did you realize that what you do is being an entrepreneur by managing this band, putting the records out, accepting cash and mail orders? What you're doing is you're starting your own business. Would you consider pursuing that after high school?" So what I learned at DePaul was this concept of SMART goals. The first challenge was raising that initial capital, whether it was, you know, dubbing tape cassettes at home, 2 or 3 years of saving $50 or $100 from each show, you know, spray painting your DIY band t-shirts and selling those for $10 and saving that money. You had to be resourceful. But what you find is that when you retain that creative control and what you've built over that time, maybe 2 or 3 years, is that it starts to snowball. And it's really, really exciting when you see it grow exponentially. You know, that exponential curve that people see in finance, that desired graphic shape, starts to take place over time. We just self-released our fourth album. We just got back from a 6-week, 45-show tour in Europe. I mean, when we first started the band, I never expected to be solely employed by it, as well as my brother Francis. It's all we do is play rock and roll. You know, making that decision to be entrepreneurial was very easy because, you know, both of my parents were self-employed. Their actions and their example have really inspired me to do what I do now and think independently and creatively.
Alex White is one half of the Chicago garage rock duo White Mystery. Their latest album is Double Dragon. They tour the U.S. this summer. Tell us your money story at MarketplaceWeekend.org.